A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. It's a Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. Scott Mitchell, NFL quarterback, former NFL quarterback.
I think it's impressive you know your days of the week.
What do you mean?
Well, it's Friday. That's a skill.
I have to remind people.
Yeah, some people don't know those.
Now, dates, I can't help you out.
Dates?
Yeah, like I don't know what today's date is. No idea. I know it's Friday. And we're in January. That's all I know. Today's my anniversary. I got to remember that date. Sorry. I'm just kidding. Scott had a look for me. It was this sideways like, what?
It's
24th. Okay. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, otherwise I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
All I'm trained to know is Friday. That's all I'm trained to know. Scott, we got a lot to get through.
We do.
So got a couple segments left here to round out our Friday. But we get to a fun part of the weekend here, which is our weekend What Are the Odds? That's why I have to know it's a Friday, because we're doing a weekend edition of What Are the Odds right here on KSL's Unrivaled.
What are the odds? You'll know exactly, more or less, what's going to happen, probably. What are the odds?
Okay. So easy game. You can play it at home. We give you a scenario. Scott will give me one. I'll give him one. We have a bunch, and you have to give us the percent chance, 0 to 100, that thing will or will not happen, whatever it might be. So, easy enough to know. So, we'll start off with one easy. Hey, the Pro Bowl's this weekend, Scott!
Yes, it is. Unfortunately,
really
the Pro Bowl is actually going to go.
Now, you actually lived in Orlando.
I did.
No, but they were all in Hawaii at that point. Yeah.
That's when it was cool, it was Hawaii.
Yeah. Do you think it actually hurt making the move to Orlando, like... I think the players want to go to Hawaii, but I don't think people were going in Hawaii, right? I mean, no one was going to Aloha Stadium. So what are the odds that you'll actually watch more than 30 minutes of the Pro Bowl this weekend?
Now, are you talking about me personally or
yes.
just anyone in general?
No, you.
Oh, me personally?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's 100. Let's see.
You can only get up to 100. Don't try to go more.
0% chance that I'll watch
that you'll watch more than 30 minutes.
Yeah, 0% chance.
So you were about to go 100. Oh, so 100% chance that you're not going to watch any of it is what you're going to say? 100% chance that I'll watch 0% of it.
I guarantee you I will not watch it.
Why? It's a football game, and it's all the stars.
It's a lame game.
Think about how bad. Look, the NFL is the crown jewel of our sports, and we can't figure out an all-star game for this league. We can't figure it out, and all they're doing this weekend is you're able to do a different onside kick rule. And
it's really simple. All right, I may tune in for that. I don't even know. Why do I even need to? I don't care about that.
No one's going to do that.
No one cares about it.
You won't tune in to not watch a kickoff.
No. Right. Okay, yeah, they didn't. I will not watch any of it. I will not eat green eggs and ham.
That's your Pro Bowl. Okay.
Yeah, not going to do it. I don't care.
Not going to do it. Okay. So let's do this one, because then my only chance of having a good game to watch is the Super Bowl in a couple weeks. So what are the odds of Super Bowl? And we looked at the list of all 53 previous Super Bowls. The biggest, and they had a list, and it was subjective, but you kind of could agree with most of them. Maybe here and there you would disagree with, but they had a list of the most exciting, like the best football actual Super Bowl games to the worst. And the worst one on the list was that my Seahawks only Super Bowl championship, and I was all for it, but they won 43-8, you know, over the Broncos. The Broncos were supposed to be an amazing scoring team, and they flopped. But what I'm saying is the mainstream crowd, and that's who they're pulling in on these. That's how they get these 28 million viewers of the Super Bowl and everything. They pull in these huge numbers because they rely on it to be a decent game. So what are the odds that the Super Bowl actually ends up being a blowout?
What are the odds?
Yes. What are the odds it ends up being a blowout?
The wild card in all of this is really Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh.
In the sense that...
That's not the person I thought that you were going to say.
No, in the sense that, is this game going to be too big for him?
Can he perform?
Because really, the Kansas City Chiefs have the potential to score a lot of points. And they play enough defense. So I, the likelihood of there being a blowout, I'd say it's 64%.
Chiefs have an edge on the line. They're favored in this game. And I think it's smart to say that they'd be favored because this 49ers team kind of came out of nowhere for everybody this
right.
year. And
they're
Chiefs,
4-12 a year ago.
I know. And the Chiefs are kind of going – the Chiefs are a team that everybody looked at and went, we thought you were going to be there last year. Yeah. So being here this year, I mean, that's
– I had the Chiefs and I had the Chicago Bears in the Super Bowl this year. That's who I picked at the beginning.
Think about
of the
how
year.
Crazy that sounds now. The Bears were like, I mean, that's not a bad pick.
I know.
Really good defense.
I know.
They were a double doink off of being in the NFC Championship game last year.
I know. It got tipped.
All right. So I'm going to say the odds of it being a blowout is, I'm going to say it's a 40% chance because I could really see Mahomes just being.
Yeah.
I mean, he seems like a guy that loves being on that stage, and he actually seems like he would do better.
It just in my gut feels like it's going to be one of those
41-18
yeah.
kind of games.
All right, staying in Kansas.
Oh, okay.
What are the odds that Kansas, as in the University of Kansas basketball team, which is they're what, ranked 3 in the country right now?
They're number 3 in the country right now.
What are the odds with all these suspensions that they end up in the Final Four?
Oh.
Not like in the rankings, but actually making it to the Final Four.
Because having a number 1 overall seed doesn't mean anything these days. Missed 12 games. I don't know how far that takes them into the tournament. I mean, how many games are we into the season? You'll likely see a...
12 games will probably make them miss...
Maybe even miss the first round of the NCAA tournament.
A good majority of their conference.
You hope they go kind of deep in the conference tournament
yeah.
so that they can get 3 or 4 games in at least in there because you have 5 or 6 games left. Or no, 7 or 8 games left in the conference. I'm going to say the odds of them going to the Final Four, 8%.
8%?
Yeah. I think that the suspensions are going to throw them for a loop. Bill Self, this is a massive distraction. Like, they're in practice having to talk about other stuff.
Yeah.
That is not about them making championship runs right now. It's about trying to keep the team together and blah, 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 and trying to keep going forward. You can't be out of sync. I'm going to go with an 8% chance. All right. They announced the All-Star starters today. And now listen, you didn't hear Donovan Mitchell's name or Rudy Gobert's name, and you're not going to. All right. But next week is when the reserves are going to be announced. Scotty, what are the odds Donovan Mitchell is a reserve All-Star? So he's on the All-Star team because, you know, they have the...
Donovan Mitchell will be on the All-Star
team. So the odds are...
They got the second best record in the West.
Right, settle down, though. You know how they do this.
He's been around enough. No.
But so you're saying 100%?
I'll say 80%.
Oh, see?
Nothing's 100%. Nothing's 100% other than me not watching the Pro Bowl. Everything else is negotiable.
You're gonna come in on Monday and go, I watched 5 minutes. I didn't even mean to. I didn't even know it was a Pro Bowl. I thought it was like an old NFL film or something. Okay, what are the odds Rudy Gobert is a reserve? Like, he has played.
Rudy Gobert is.
These last 3 weeks have been amazing.
They have been. They really have. They've been like, okay, I think he may have... maybe a higher chance than Donovan.
You're crazy. That's crazy.
Of course I'm crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Come on, you know how we roll. It's bold and stupid.
Bold and stupid. I think Donovan's like an 85% chance, but I think Rudy's more like a 45.
Because I think it's higher. I think it's over. I think it's 52%.
How fun would it be to have 2 All-Stars at the All-Star game this year?
The Jazz should.
And they really should.
They're very deserving.
Man, they've been really good these last
years. They've been amazing.
Absolutely put them on. All right. Hey, with all this quarterback talk, about where guys are going in the offseason and all that stuff. Taysom Hill's also one of these guys that has to figure out what his future is going to be. So what are the odds that he ends up staying in New Orleans as a second or third string quarterback?
So
he's not going to be a starter, we know that.
I saw some things in Taysom Hill that I hadn't seen before. And for me, it's Because his throwing motion and his kind of decision making and accuracy were very suspect. And I think with the advent of Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson, Patrick Mahomes to some extent, I think he kind of fits. I think he fits the NFL today. And I think he can compensate for maybe a lack of throwing. So I think there's a real, real chance that he stays in New Orleans as a quarterback. I absolutely do. So, I would not be surprised.
Well, what are the odds that somebody buys into that in the offseason and actually goes, I want him to be our starter on a different team?
I don't think the Saints give up on him.
Oh, awesome. All right.
Drew Brees is...
He's getting
breezy.
All right.
You know what they say? When it's breezy, swing easy. In golf.
I know. I got it.
Yeah.
Plus in state championship baseball games, too, right?
True.
All right. Taking the break here. We'll come back. Got our two-minute drill around the corner. Stay with us right here. Round up the show for all week here. So stay with us here on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.